We wouldn't be able to keep this archive going without your support. Donate online today at WYXR.org.
Just hopefully woken you up good, and we'll see you next week, Lauren.
Have a good show, Willie.
Great show. All right. My name is Willie Beard, and you're listening to Songs That Move You on WYXR. We're glad you're here with us this morning. And if you've not listened to our show before, we bring people in, friends and future friends and old friends and all sorts of people, and they bring 10 songs that mean something to them. And so that's the premise of this, and we talk about those songs. We talk about a lot of stuff. Today, it is my absolute pleasure to have possibly my oldest friend sitting in the chair next to me. From Rolling Fork, Mississippi, we were part of the Worthington Boys down there. We had a street gang when we were 5 years old, and we were terrible. But welcome, Eddie Wilson.
Thank you, Willie. Glad to be here.
Man, I am glad you're here. And this is the third time you've been on the show? Fourth time Eddie's been on the show, and it's always great having him here. You know, there's something about sitting next to somebody that you know so well. They know the things you know, you know the things they know, and it's always just kind of a nod or a wink away, you know, which is always great.
And then there are the things we don't tell.
Yes, a lot of stuff we absolutely wouldn't tell. But we're glad you're here with us this morning. Eddie has got his list of songs together, and he's got a bunch of good ones. Let's go ahead and dive in and play a little music, Eddie. What do you got first?
Well, this first song, I thought Johnny Russell wrote it.
Yeah.
But he didn't write it, but it was a big hit. Mm-hmm. And when Johnny acquired the song, mm-hmm. he was on the Charlie Pride show.
Okay.
And Charlie Pride's manager didn't like the song. He told him not to record it. Mm-hmm. It won't chart. Mm-hmm. It's racist. And Charlie won't like it.
Huh.
So Johnny's in a meeting with Chet Atkins.
Yeah.
And he's telling Chet what Charlie's mm-hmm. manager said. And he said, "What am I going to do, Chet?" He says, "Well, let's call Charlie and ask him." Chet picks up the phone, calls Charlie Pride, and tells him what his manager told Johnny. And the only thing Charlie said, "Is it a hit?" And they said, "Yeah, it's a hit." And he said, "Put it out."
That's right.
Let's roll this song. It does not need an introduction.
All right, and here we go.
They're gonna put me in the movies. They're gonna make a big star out of me. We'll make a film about a man who's sad and lonely. And all I gotta do is act naturally. Well, I'll bet you I'm gonna be a big star. Might win an Oscar, you can't ever tell. The movies are gonna make me a big star, 'cause I can play the part so well. I hope you come to see me in the movies, and I know that you will plainly see biggest fool that's ever hit the big time. And all I gotta do is act naturally. We'll make a scene about a man that's sad and lonely, and begging down upon his bended knee. That I won't need rehearsing, and all I gotta do is act naturally. Well, I'll bet you I'm gonna be a big star. Might win an Oscar, you can't ever tell. The movies are gonna make me a big star, 'cause I can play the part so well. Biggest fool
that's ever hit the big time. And all I gotta do is act naturally. And all I gotta do is act naturally.
All right, Charlie Pride doing Act Naturally. And let me tell you, folks, I must... Issue a retraction here. I played the wrong song. Sorry, Eddie.
Hey, man.
We started playing that song. Eddie looked at me and said, it's the wrong song. Sorry. We were supposed to play another song that I had elsewhere on my list here. So the story that Eddie told was not about Act Naturally. It was about this next song that's coming up. And what is that, Eddie?
Well, let me just say, Johnny Russell did write Act Naturally.
That's right.
He got a lot of mailbox money off of that because it was covered by Buck Owens and the Beatles.
That's right.
But this song, this was a big hit for Johnny. Rednecks, white socks, and blue ribbon beer.
Here we go.
There's no place that I'd rather be than right here with my redneck, white socks, blue ribbon beer. Well, the barmaid is mad 'cause some guy made a pass. The jukebox is playing, there stands the glass. The cigarette smoke kinda hangs in the air. Rednecks, white socks, blue ribbon beer. Well, the cowboy is cussing the pinball machine. A drunk at the bar is getting noisy and mean. Some guy on the phone says I'll be home soon, dear. Rednecks, white socks, blue ribbon beer. Right here with my redneck, white socks, blue ribbon beer. Well, the semis are passing on the highway outside. 4:30 crowd is about to arrive. The sun's going down and we'll all soon be here. Rednecks, white socks, blue ribbon beer. No, we don't fit in with that white collar crowd. We're a little too rowdy and a little too loud. There's no place that I'd rather be than right here with my redneck, white socks, blue ribbon beer. There's no place that I'd rather be than right here with my redneck, white socks, blue ribbon beer.
Johnny Russell. Boy, that's a good one, Eddie. And we need to say that Johnny Russell was from Moorhead, Mississippi.
Yes, indeed. Moorhead, Mississippi.
That's right.
Harvard on the highway.
Harvard on the highway. I still think that's one of the funniest things I've ever heard. Silky Sullivan told me that. He said after he said he flunked out of UT in Knoxville, the only place in the country that would take him was Moorhead. Harvard on the highway. Okay. It's so funny. Hey, we want to give a big shout out to all our Rolling Fork people listening to us this morning. I hope you got your radios on and turned up loud and maybe doing a little country two-step there with your partner.
Yep, and all of these songs we're going to play today were either written or performed by a Mississippian. So
I love that. I love that, Eddie. And, hey, let's go back here. Okay. What did people have against white socks?
I don't know.
Back then, I guess, you know. But Eddie, do you and I fit in with that white-collar crowd?
Oh, yeah.
All right. Well, folks, we're walking down the memory lane here with my buddy Eddie Wilson. And let me say, yesterday was Eddie's birthday. I'm not going to ask you how old you were because I know. And I hope you had a great birthday.
I did. It was. Yeah. I got about 150 wishes on Facebook.
Oh, that's great. You know, yeah. That's always wonderful. Yeah. Good to... What do you always say? I always say good to see you.
Yeah, it's good to be seen and not viewed.
There you go. Okay. Well, we're having a good time this morning, folks. We're sitting here at the Crosstown Concourse in Memphis, Tennessee, having a big time, me and Eddie. And, Eddie, let's walk on to the next song we have here. What you got?
Okay. Two brothers from Mississippi, David and Jimmy Ruffin, both auditioned for the lead singer with the Temptations.
Mm.
And David won out. Smokey Robinson wrote this song to honor his wife. Mm. And he was thinking of David's voice.
Yeah.
And this was their first big hit.
Right, right.
So with a little bit of luck, your girl and my girl
uh-huh.
are listening in.
There you go.
Here's the Temptations with my girl.
Here we go. Go. Man, what a beautifully, beautifully written and executed song. That production is so good on that song. You know, you hear the strings and the horns and everything. It was a little symphony there.
Yep.
Yeah, I love that. I love that. All right, folks, we hope you're starting your week off right. I think it's going to be a nice week here. You know, Eddie, since you were here last time, I've been giving the weather report. So I think it's going to be a nice week. That's your weather report from me.
Absolutely. It's going to be nice.
Right. So, Eddie, when was the last time you were in the Delta?
Saturday.
Saturday.
I was in Cleveland, Mississippi for a fraternity event. And,
yeah.
And driving back yesterday morning real early, the sunrise, I mean, it was wonderful.
Yeah. Oh, nothing like a Delta sunrise.
Yeah.
Wow, that's good. So you got to be here and have brunch with your lovely wife
yep.
on your birthday.
yep.
Well, that's good of you. What time did you get up?
I got up about 5:30 and hit the road at 6.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Okay. Had to beat it back to Memphis.
Yep.
That's great. All right. Well, and I know your fraternity does a lot of good in Mississippi and other places too. So thank you for your guys coming together and staying together these 50-something years, yep. you know, and doing good deeds. Appreciate that.
Yeah, the big charity right now is a lot of chapters will do fundraisers and buy these track chairs for disabled veterans.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay, that's great. That's wonderful. So, well, I don't think we can say what your fraternity is on the air, but well, we're not advertising anything. What fraternity is it?
Kappa Alpha Order.
Okay. Okay, good. At Delta State, right?
Yes.
Okay, yeah. Good. All right. Well, folks, we're going to push on down the line here. Let's see what we got next. This next song I see on the list is one of my all-time favorites. What is this?
This is Delaney and Bonnie and Friends. Mm-hmm. And the Friends are, it's a laundry list of fantastic people. Clapton, Dwayne Gregg Allman, Dave Mason, Bobby Whitlock, Rita Coolidge.
Mm-hmm.
And this was a big song for them. I really like it. It's Never Ending Song of Love.
Here we go.
I've got a never ending love for you. From now on, that's all I want. First time we met, I knew I'd have a never-ending love for you. I've got a never-ending love for you. From now on, that's all I want to do. From the first time we met, I knew I'd have a never-ending.
All right. There we go. That was Derek. That was Derek and the Dominoes. That was not Derek and the Dominoes. That was Delaney and Bonnie and friends. You know, Delaney was from Pontotoc, Mississippi, from out in the country from there. And I always wondered, I don't know much about his backstory, but I bet you he played in some honky-tonk bands around probably in the late 50s and early 60s and stuff. But, you know, it was funny. When he got to L.A., he became one of these people. He was a connector, and he connected people that would normally not have met. You know, he connected people like Eric Clapton and George Harrison of the Beatles, and all of those people came together at a time. And you hear this music, and they all loved to kind of let it be organic in the studio. That's why you hear talking and people, you know, in the background singing, things like that. And I love that time in music history. All right, we're going to see what we got next here. Man, you got another one of my favorite artists here, but I'm not really familiar with this song. What you got next, Eddie?
We've got Denise LaSalle with Benny Lattimore.
Oh, yeah.
And they are doing Right Place, Right Time.
Here we go.
Baby, let me taste your kiss. What in the world we're gonna do with a night like this?
With all of those stars and that moon above, well, it's plain to see a night like this was just made for love.
You say that you love me and you wanna be my man.
I wanna take my time and just love you with a slow hand.
We're in the right place.
Ooh, and it's the right time. Time
with the right someone
and the right thing on our minds.
Honey, when I spread my wings to fly, let your body melt as you come into my.
While my passion controls the flame, we're gonna float on an ocean of love, calling each other's name.
You say that you love me, and you want me to be your girl.
Well, I'm gonna give you the best loving in the whole wide world.
We're in the right place.
Oh, it's the right time.
With the right someone and the right thing on our minds. We're in the right place.
Oh, it's the right time.
We're in the right place.
Denise LaSalle and Benny Lattimore, Right Place, Right Time. I guess that's the connection you want, right?
Absolutely.
Everything's working. Everything's working. Folks, you're listening to Songs That Move You on WYXR in Memphis, Tennessee. We're 91.7 on your dial or WYXR.org. And I always like to say here, let's remember, this is all volunteer radio. This is community radio, hopefully at its best. And I don't know how many shows they have here on WYXR, but it's 1, 2, 3 a lot. Probably, I don't know. How many hours are there in the week? You know, there's a show almost every hour. Yeah. And if you ever want to go back and listen to things that happened before, you can go back in the archives here. And 4 shows from the past month are archived, and you can do that. So, but we appreciate you being here with us today. So Eddie and I are from Rolling Fork, Mississippi, and I know if you've ever been around me more than 5 minutes, you hear me talk about Rolling Fork. We are big boosters of Rolling Fork. It was a great place to grow up. And what else, Eddie? A great place to get out of?
Well, I mean, you know.
Well, we kid about that. We do kid about that. But Rolling Fork's a wonderful place. Yeah. And almost 2 years ago, a tornado came through and literally blew 2/3 of the town away. And 17 people lost their lives. And it's been tough for Rolling Fork to come back. And I know a lot of people who live there have just gone through things that we cannot even imagine. And, you know, I've as we've seen things get better incrementally, you know, and they never move fast as people need them to, but things are coming around there. So how, I know you've been down to Rolling Fork some, how are the new houses and all that coming along?
They look great. I mean, they're what I didn't realize the eye-opener was 68% of the people in Rolling Fork were renters. They did not own their homes.
Oh, man.
And there is no government assistance for renters.
That's right. That's right. And that is a stark fact, isn't it? Man,
yes.
And that's a tough thing. You know, if you don't have, you know, as a family, if you don't have something that is, you know, an asset, a big asset, then, you know, you can't pass things along to your kids and all that. So it's a... I think it's foundational that people need to own their own home.
Absolutely. And there are two nonprofit organizations I want to mention. One is Rolling Fork Rising, mm-hmm. and they are building standalone homes for people. Mm-hmm. And the other is the Community Foundation of Northwest Mississippi.
Okay.
If anybody would like to make a donation, you can Google them. They're putting people back in houses as homeowners rather than renters.
Right.
It's wonderful. Also, Archie and Olivia Manning are very involved with the Community Foundation of Northwest Mississippi. So they've purchased like 20 or 25 modular homes.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's wonderful. That's wonderful. I just can't imagine, you know, I mean, until your world drops out from under you, you can't imagine what you would do if you had nowhere to go tonight. Not, you know, not sometime in the future, but tonight, you know, if your house was gone. So, you know, my friend and fellow producer, George Larimore, and I have done a film about the Rolling Fork tornado, and I'd like to announce here it's going to be on WKNO in Memphis in late March, I believe. We'll have a hard date, you know, soon on that. But yeah, it's going to be, you know, because these stories have become universal. They're not just confined to that little town of Rolling Fork. There is a disaster somewhere every day.
Absolutely. The fires in L.A. right now that we're dealing with, you know,
exactly.
Catastrophic. People have lost everything they had.
Right, right. And, you know, and I think sometimes that we look to our elected officials, and especially like in a small town, we had one of the aldermen in Rolling Forks, you know, say, yeah, it was slow, but we weren't experts in this. You know, I mean, this guy was a school teacher, you know. I mean, how do we expect that, you know, that our elected officials are going to be experts at this and make all the right moves? And we hope they will, but it's kind of impossible if you haven't been trained in things like this. So hats off to everybody who's helped the recovery down in the Delta and other places, you know, in the California fires and the hurricane that came through western North Carolina. All these things are just awful, and people are living with that every day. So help if you can. All right, we're going to push it along here. What you got next, Eddie?
Next, we have a gal from Greenwood, Mississippi.
I didn't know she was from Greenwood.
Yep, Betty Everett.
Wow.
Doing the Shoop Shoop song.
Oh, I know what this is. Here we go. Okay, I know a couple of people we know who probably need to get up and dance. I'm looking at you, Kay and Ellis. Here we go, the Shoop Shoop song. Betty Everett, boy, that's a good one. Hey, you know what that reminds me of? I remember my brother Jeff had a stereo, and he had so many 45s, and he had this one, and I could just, while that was playing, I could just see that, you know, in our bedroom that we shared, and, you know, we'd play that stuff, man. You know, music has been such a part of all our lives. Isn't that amazing?
Absolutely.
Yeah. I mean, that you can just just go right back to where you were 60 years ago or whenever, you know, and kind of feel the same way and see the same thing, you know. So I love that. All right. Well, you know, I'm talking with Eddie Wilson, who's part of my childhood gang, the Worthington Boys, and we grew up right down the street. What, about five houses from one another, four houses or something?
Three or four, something like that.
And we hung around with our buddies, Doss Shropshire, George Quorum, and all our buddies, Billy Freeney.
Yeah.
You know, sadly, some of those guys are gone now, but we did have a good time in Rolling Fork. It was a great place to grow up. It was a very nurturing place, and there were a lot of characters around there, man.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of characters. That's where I learned all the bad stuff I know. They just listening to people, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Eddie Wilson, what do you got next?
Next, we have a song by an individual. He's no longer with us. He was born in Natchez, Mississippi. Mickey Gilley doing Girls All Get Prettier at Closing Time.
Well, now, well, I don't know about that. That could be a little controversial. Here we go, Mickey.
A one, a two, a one, two, three, go. How the girls all get prettier at closing time. How they all begin to look like movie stars. How the girls all get prettier at closing time. When the change starts taking place, it puts a glow on every face of the fallen angels, of the backstreet boys. If I could rate them on a scale from 1 to 10, I'm looking for a 9, but 8 could work right in. A few more drinks and I might slip to 5 or even 4. When tomorrow morning comes and I wake up with a number 1, I swear I'll never do it anymore. How the girls all get prettier at closing time. How they all begin to look like movie stars. How the girls all get prettier at closing time. When the train starts taking place, it puts a glow on every face of the fallen angels on the backstreet bar. Hey, hey, hey. Criticize the girls at all, 'cause I'm no Robert Redford, even Overhaul. But we all picture in our minds a girl that looks just right. Now ain't it funny, ain't it strange, the way a man's opinions change, yeah, when he starts to face that lonely night. All the girls all get prettier in time. How they all begin to look like movie stars. How the girls all get prettier at closing time. Now when the change starts taking place, it puts a glow on every face of the fallen angels on the backstreet boys. Oh, oh. The fallen angels.
All right, Mickey Gilley, don't the girls all get prettier at closing time? You know what, Eddie? I just realized that's a cautionary tale that you should not overdrink.
Absolutely.
Right?
Yeah.
That's right. I think, you know, maybe he didn't write it as such, but to me, at my advanced age, that's like, watch your drinking, folks.
Absolutely.
You don't know what's going to happen. Yeah. All right, Mickey Gilley there. Natchez, Mississippi. Okay. Let's see here. I see you got a song next by Mac Allen Smith. And I tell you, I used to hear Mac Allen Smith's band at the Popeye Hole in Belzona out on Highway 49.
Yeah.
And he was a local Delta guy. I guess he played kind of all the gigs down there, didn't he?
Pretty much, yeah. He was born in Carroll County.
Okay.
He owned a nightclub in Greenwood for several years. And
hang on. What did I do? I'm sorry.
And then said they played at the nightclubs in Vaden a lot,
yeah.
And Vaden's only got 800 people, so
yeah, right.
I can't imagine there are very many nightclubs there. But
yeah. Oh, that's something.
But this song, he's probably not very well known outside of Mississippi in the Delta area, but he does some pretty good jingles. And this one is "I Hate Trains," Mac Allen Smith and the Flames.
All right.
I hate trains, dreary nights and driven rain. I hate trains, that lonesome whistle gives me a pain. I don't care what Johnny Cash said, all them trains go straight to well. I don't care what Johnny said, I hate trains. Long as I can remember, I've been hearing about them trains. Lonesome whippoorwill crying in the rain. Benji Berry and Casey Jones and the wreck of the 99. But for my part, you can take them trains and shove them on down the line. Cause I hate trains, dreary nights and driven rain. I hate trains, that lonesome whistle give me a pain. I don't care what Johnny Cash said, all them trains go straight to well. I don't care what Johnny said, I hate trains. I don't know what it is that people see in them stupid trains. Only thing they ever done for me was make me miss my plane. When I'm in a hurry, they block the road, I believe, just to watch me burn. If I had my way, I'd turn them into a big old pile of iron. Cause I hate trains, dreary nights and drizzling rain. I hate trains, that lonesome whistle give me a pain. I don't care what Johnny Cash said, all them trains go straight to well. I don't care what Johnny said, I hate trains. I don't care what old Johnny said, I hate trains.
Stop that now, you know I hate them trains. Y'all running me crazy with all that train music.
Well, I'll just say it again. Mac Allen Smith hates trains. I wonder if he had a bad experience with trains, Ed.
Might have. That song and the next one, it's another Mac Allen Smith song. It's from his album From Memphis to Eupora.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's cool. Memphis to Eupora. Well, then let me just shut up here and let's hear the next one. And it's called what?
She Broke My Heart at Walgreens.
Well, I can't wait to hear this one. This will be a obviously the first time this is played on the air in Memphis, right? Here we go. This is a new record breaking here, folks, even though it's probably 50 years old, right? Something 40 years old. Here we go. She Broke My Heart at Walgreens.
Well, she broke my heart in Walgreens and I cried all the way to Sears. I tell you, I hadn't hurt this much in darn near 20 years. It felt just like a mule that kicked me right between my ears. When she broke my heart in Walgreens and I cried all the way to Sears. There was a time when I believed that she belonged to me. She told me that I was the only one she'd ever need. That was before this trucker came and took her for a ride. Now there's nothing I can do to keep her satisfied. I didn't know what was going on, but I knew there was something wrong. Suddenly she'd get headaches every time we were alone. When she finally told me we were downtown at the mall, and it hit me like a ton of bricks, and I thought for sure I'd fall. Well, she broke my heart in Walgreens, and I cried all the way to Sears. I tell you, I hadn't hurt this much in damn near 20 years. It felt just like a mule that kicked me right between my ears. When she broke my heart in Walgreens and I cried all the way to Sears. Now I'm sitting here at home with two kids and a dog. She ran off to Memphis on a poultry truck last fall. Now I'm
just doing the best I can, if you know what I mean. But I can't forget the words she said to me down at Walgreens. Well, she broke my heart in Walgreens, and I cried all the way to Sears. I tell you, I hadn't heard this much in darn near 20 years. It felt just like a mule kicked me right between my ears when she broke my heart in Walgreens, and I cried all the way to Sears. Well, she broke my heart in Walgreens, and I cried all the way to Sears. I tell you, I hadn't heard this much in damn near 20 years. It
felt just like... Well, Eddie, just let me say this. I have a new favorite song. Man, Mac Allen Smith. Okay, she broke my heart in Walgreens. Wow, that is quite something. And she ran off in a poultry truck with a guy to Memphis. Okay, Miss Smith, if you're still here in Memphis, go home to your husband. All right, Mac Allen Smith, straight out of the Delta, folks. All right, folks, we're, gosh, we've already been doing this for 45 whole minutes, Eddie. Time does fly.
Yes, it does.
Oh, man. Well, all right. Well, let's get to your next song here. I know this song, but I don't know this version. Tell me a little bit about what we got next.
Well, next, the performer is Carl Jackson, who is a Grammy award-winning musician. I didn't realize that. I wasn't real familiar with him.
Uh-huh.
He was born in Louisville, Mississippi.
Okay.
He started out in bluegrass with Jim and Jesse.
Right, solid.
And then he landed a job with Glenn Campbell, and he was a guitarist for Campbell for about 12 years.
Wow.
And this was the song that got Glenn rolling on in the music industry. And his daughter, Ashley Campbell, is accompanying Carl on this song. She's playing the banjo.
Okay.
And it's that classic hit from... Gentle on My Mind.
Here we go.
This is the one that got it all going.
It's the one that got it all rolling, called Gentle on My Mind. The Godfather, Carl Jackson, and Ashley Campbell.
It's knowing that your door's always open and your path is free to walk. That makes me tend to leave my sleeping bag rolled up and stashed behind your couch. And it's knowing I'm not shackled by forgotten words and bonds, or the ink stains that have dried upon the sunlight. That keeps you on the back roads by the rivers of my memory, that keeps you a virgin on my mind. Well, it's not clinging to the rocks and ivy planted on their columns down by me, or something that somebody said because they thought we fit together walking. It's just knowing that the world will not be cursing or forgiven when I walk along some railroad track and find that you're moving on back roads by the rivers of my memory, and for hours you're just gentle on my mind. Though the wheat fields and the clotheslines and the junkyards and the highways come between, and some other woman's crying to her mother cause she turned and I was gone, I still might run in silence. Tears of joy might stain my face, and the summer sun might burn me till I'm gone. But not to where I cannot see you walking on the back roads by the rivers flowing gentle on my mind. Thank you.
of soup back from gurgling, crackling cauldron in some train yard. My beard a rough and cold pile and a dirty hat pulled low across my face. Through cut tins round the tin can, I pretend to hold you to my breast and fight. That you're waving from the back rows by the rivers of my memory, ever smiling, ever gentle on my mind.
Man, that was an incredible, incredible rendition. And they were sitting there doing that live.
Yes.
I mean, this was not a studio recording.
No.
They were just sitting there playing. That is incredible. That's good stuff. All right, folks. My guest this morning is Eddie Wilson. And I have known Eddie for how many years, Eddie?
69.
69 years. Wow. Wait a minute, I'm not that old, am I?
Yes, you are.
Well, I guess I am. Yeah, we've known each other for a long, long time. We used to ride bicycles together. And Eddie's lived in Memphis since when?
76.
76, yeah. I've lived in Memphis since 71. And we have maintained our friendship over those many years. And we go usually every fifth, if there's a fifth Thursday in the month, which there was in January, we get together with folks from Rolling Fork and people who are connected with us, even if they're not from Rolling Fork. And how do you like that, Eddie?
I think it's great. That Hot Shot Strong got things started about 9 years ago, and that's kind of unbelievable.
Yeah.
This past Thursday, I don't remember all the names, but he had a list of people who are no longer with us that used to attend Fifth Thursday.
Right.
So it's just great to get together with people that you've known all your life.
Yeah.
And we just have lunch and visit.
Yeah. And some people that you've kind of known, but you didn't know well, now you know them much better. I feel like I have a new group of friends here. You know, people who I knew who they were, but we weren't tight, you know. But through these things, you know, you sit down and have a meal with somebody and dessert afterwards, and we just have a good time. And I really enjoy that.
Oh, I do too.
Yeah. I hope we can continue doing that. All right, folks, we've got a couple more songs we're going to play. Gosh, we are almost out of time here. We do appreciate you being here. I appreciate my underwriter, which is Youth Villages. Really appreciate them and the work they do in Memphis. And we're going to play a couple more songs. I chose this one, so I'm going to do a Merle Haggard song, and I want to send it out to all the wayward children in the world. It's called Mama Tried.
The first thing I remember knowing was a lonesome whistle blowing and a youngin's dream of growing up to ride on a freight train leaving town, not knowing where I'm bound, and no one could change my mind, but Mama tried. The one and only rebel child from a family meek and mild, my mama seemed to know what lay in store. Spite of all my Sunday learning, towards the bad I kept on turning, till Mama couldn't hold me anymore. I turned 21 in prison, doing life without parole. No one could steer me right, but Mama tried. Mama tried, Mama tried to raise me better, but her pleading I denied. That leaves only me to blame, 'cause Mama tried. Dear old daddy, rest his soul, left my mom a heavy load. She tried so very hard to fill his shoes. working hours without rest, wanted me to have the best. She tried to raise me right, but I refused. And I turned 21 in prison, doing life without parole. No one could steer me right, but Mama tried. Mama tried, Mama tried to raise me better, but her pleading I denied. That leaves only me to blame, 'cause Mama tried.
All right, that was Merle Haggard, and he was doing Mama Tried. And I think Mama Tried with a bunch of us, and some of it stuck, don't you think, Eddie?
Absolutely, yes, indeed.
Some of it stuck. We remember some of that stuff. Folks, stick around. We got the new Soft Shoe Show coming up in virtual moments here, in 3 minutes or less. Yeah. And David's here. He's got a lot of music for us today. And I always enjoy on my ride home listening to what David brings. So thanks, David.
Thank you.
All right. We're gonna end it. I wanted to play this song because I love this guy's voice. His name is Gary Stewart. He's a country singer from Florida. And it's a song called She's Acting Single, I'm Drinking Doubles. Here we go. See you next week, folks. 9 a.m. for Songs That Move You.
I've seen men look at her before, and they think I don't see. I'd like to think it makes me proud, but I'm only fooling me. I know she'll be looking back the minute I'm not there, while she pours herself on some stranger, I pour myself a drink somewhere. She's acting single, I hide my pain, I drown my troubles. My heart is breaking like the tiny bubbles. She's acting single, I'm drinking double. Where are we in? If I ask who that stranger was, she'll just say an old friend. I'm not weak, I tell myself, I stay because I'm strong. The truth is I'm